heads and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名感谢祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
在忙碌的生活当中，你不断的施恩眷顾我们。
That even though our lives are busy, you continue to bless us and keep us.
在你的恩典当中，让我们能够享受你的安息。
Under your grace, we are able to partake of your rest.
借着所领受的道理，让我们能够在天国的道路上能够力上加力。
And through receiving of your word, we can receive strength upon strength on our path toward the kingdom of heaven.
感谢赞美主所赐给我们各样的恩惠。
We thank and praise the Lord for giving us all kinds of grace.
今天是圣安息日。
Today is the Holy Sabbath day.
你让我们在劳苦的生活当中能够享受平安宁静的生活。
You have caused us to be able to enjoy a life of peace and rest, even though the world around us is unrest and turbulent.
虽然世上我们难免会遇到苦难。
Even though while we are in this world, we will face difficulties and trials.
但是你应许我们能够在主里面得享平安。
Yet you have promised us that in you we can have peace.
你告诉我们可以放心，因为你已经胜了世界。
You tell us not to worry, for you have overcome the world.
感谢主，求你继续带领施恩祝福。
We thank you, Lord. We continue to ask you to guide us and to bless us.
让我们一生一世都生活在你丰盛的恩慈里面。
So that in all the days of our lives, we can enjoy being under your grace.
我们更盼望将来你再来的时候，能够跟你同享那极重无比永远的荣耀。
We further hope that in the day that you come again, we will be able to enjoy with you that everlasting glory.
主啊，我们在聚会之前再一次向你感谢祷告。
Lord, before the service, we once again thank you and praise you.
愿一切的颂赞荣耀都归给你。
May all glory and honor be unto you.
因为你是至圣、至全能、伟大的神。
For you are the most holy one, the almighty God.
你是配得荣耀的。
You are worthy of our praise.
我们虽然非常的渺小。
Even though we are minute,
但是你却眷顾我们。
Yet you sustain us.
所以施恩帮助我们。
And you always help us.
恳求你继续带领我们的脚步。
We ask you to continue to guide our footsteps.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord. Amen.
来，请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，我们继续来谈早上跟我们大家分享的题目。
Thank the Lord, we will continue to share on the topic that we had this morning.
因为在这个月初台湾总会的办事员打电话给我。
At the beginning of this month, one of the workers in Taiwan GA called me.
说十月份的圣灵月刊的社论是要我写。
Asking me to write an article in the October Holy Spirit Monthly.
所以在非常忙碌当中，我就整理了这一篇文章。
While I was busy doing many things, I found time to organize for this article.
这个会在十月份的圣灵月刊里面登出来。
It will appear in the October issue of the Holy Spirit Monthly.
所以我今天就利用这个时间呢，跟我们大家分享这些道理。
And today, with the time that we have, I would like to share with you some of the teachings that I've learned.
我们来看提撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Second Thessalonians chapter 1.
提撒罗尼迦后书一章第七节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 7.
一章第七节。
Chapter 1 verse 7.
提撒罗尼迦后书一章第七节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 7.
也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。那时主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现，第八节。
Verse 8.
要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人，第九节。
Verse 9.
他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦离开主的面和他全能的荣光，第十节。
Verse 10.
这正是主降临要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇的那日子。保罗在这里谈到这个世界末日，主耶稣要再来。
Here Paul talks about the end of days when Jesus Christ is coming again.
说耶稣会在大荣耀当中带着天使有能力的天使一同显现。
It says here that the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his angels.
那个时候就是世界的结束，也是主耶稣要审判天下的时候。
That will be at the end of the world and also the time when Jesus is to judge the world.
说那些不认识神啊，不听从福音的人。
It says that for those people who do not obey the Lord Jesus and who do not know God,
他们要受刑罚，永远的沉沦。
They will be punished, and they will be punished with everlasting destruction.
离开主的面和他全能的荣光。
From the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power.
所以这个就是审判了以后，在地狱里面永远受刑罚。
This is referring to being after being judged, being sentenced to eternal condemnation in hell.
就是不得救的人最后的结局。
This is the conclusion of those who do not believe.
第十节说啊，主降临要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀。
In verse 10, it says that when the Lord comes in that day, he will be glorified in his saints and to be admired.
又要在一切信的人身上显为稀奇。
He will also be admired among all those who believe.
神造人的目的啊，就是要得到荣耀。
The purpose of God's creation of mankind is to be honored.
好像一个建筑师建了一个伟大的工程也是要让他得荣耀。
Just like an architect, after he has completed a great architectural work, he is to also receive glory.
所以神借着他的大能创造诸天地。
Therefore, through his mighty power, God has created the heavens and the earth.
所以我们知道这个天地万物这么伟大，就是有一个非常伟大全能的神来创造。
And we can see how great the universe is, and it is a result of the work of this great creator.
所以这些万物的伟大奇妙让我们来认识神。
And through all the things that we can observe in nature and in the world around us, we can come to know God.
晓得神的大能，还要归荣耀给他。
To realize the almightiness of God and to give Him glory.
人也是按照神的形象造的。
Human beings were also created in an image of God.
神要在人的身上来得到他的荣耀。
And it is in human beings that God will be glorified.
因为人是神伟大的杰作。
Because man is the great work of God.
但是因为人犯了罪以后是失掉了亏欠了神的荣耀。
But because man sinned, therefore they fell short of the glory of God.
所以主耶稣才为我们成人救恩，来把我们重新改造。
As a result, the Lord Jesus prepared salvation for us to regenerate us.
付出生命的代价把我们赎回来。
He paid the price of life to redeem us again.
所以圣经里面说，我们都是主耶稣用他的宝血所救赎的。
That is why the Bible tells us that we have all been bought, redeemed by the precious blood of
Christ. 所以要在我们身上来荣耀神。
Therefore, we must glorify God with ourselves.
所以我们应当有好的美德。
We need to have good virtues.
把主耶稣基督各样的荣美彰显在我们的身上。
To reveal all kinds of good virtues of Christ in us.
因为是借着神重新把我们改造，应当重新有神的形象在我们身上。
Because it is through God who regenerated us that we're able to present this image of Him.
说到末日的时候说神要在圣徒的身上显为稀奇。
It says here that in that day, God will be glorified in His saints and to be admired.
因为我们在末日的时候，我们要复活或者改变，成为非常荣耀的身体。
Because on that last day, we will be transformed to become very glorious.
好像耶稣基督复活荣耀一样。
Just like the Lord Jesus Christ when he resurrected and was glorified.
所以说，我们虽然呢、啊，为着所道理传福音，也会受一点苦。
So even though for the sake of preaching the gospel and keeping the gospel, we may suffer a little.
但是这是自战自清的苦。
But this is temporary and the suffering is limited.
将来主来的时候，我们整个身体啊就复活改变。
But later in the future, when the Lord comes again,
成为一个荣耀的身体啊。
We will become a glorious body.
好像天使一样，好像主耶稣复活一样。
Like the angels, like Jesus when he was resurrected.
这是在末后的时候啊，神要在我们圣徒身上显出非常大、非常稀奇、非常奇妙的事情。
These things will occur in the end days when wonderful, miraculous things will happen to us.
在那个时候说，一人要发光，好像太阳一样。
It says that at that time the righteous shall shine like the sun.
所以这个圣经里面也谈到很多啊，有关将来基督徒要得到的荣耀。
So the Bible talks a lot about the glory that Christians will receive in the future.
它用这个天上的星星做比喻。
It uses the stars of the sky as an analogy.
说天上的星星啊，每一样的荣光都不一样。
For example, the stars in the skies, they all have different intensity. And different
我们将来每一个人、啊、所得到的赏赐不同、啊、荣耀也不同。
They all have different intensities of light. So in the future, when we are glorified, we will also be glorified in different ways.
所以将来神要在我们身上得荣耀，我们也要跟主同享荣耀。
So in the future,the Lord will be glorified in us, and we will enjoy the glory with Him.
我们看传道书十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12.
传道书十二章。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 12.
十三节。
Verse 13.
传道书十二章十三节。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13.
说这些事都已经听见了，总意就是要敬畏神。谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。十四节
，verse 14，
因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。所罗门写传道诗啊，来教导我们末世的人。
King Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes to teach us the people of the end times.
传道书的主题就是说，人生当行何事为美。
The main theme of the book of Ecclesiastes is that a man must do what is good in his life.
人生应当追求什么事情才能够最有意义、美满的人生
？He asked the question, what must a man do in his life to make his life meaningful and valuable?
所罗门非常有智慧啊，一生当中啊，用智慧去寻找。
In his life, Solomon was filled with wisdom, and with his wisdom, he searched.
追求智慧啦，追求财富、地位、享乐。
He pursued after wisdom, after intelligence, after wealth, after enjoyment.
但是他说啊，这个在虽然他都得到了，但是他没有办法满足。
And even though he found everything that he searched for, yet he was not satisfied.
所以他说啊，今生啊，物质界你找不到真正的满足。
Therefore, he concludes by saying that in this world, in the material world, there's nothing that can satisfy you.
他发现说啊，在人的一生当中啊，人的背后有一股力量来支配人的一生。
He discovered that in the life of man, there's a force behind man that sustains man.
所以神给人机会。
So God gives man the opportunity.
神安排的凡事都有定期。
And in everything, God has arranged for a time.
所以所有的万物啊，都有它的时候跟定理。
And therefore, all creatures have their time and their place.
啊，原来神还把永恒的观念啊放在人的心里面。
In fact, God even instilled in the hearts of man the time, the concept of eternity.
啊，所以人光啊，在这个今生短暂的时间里面呢、啊，绝对得不到满足的。
In this temporary and short life, man indeed cannot be satisfied.
啊，所以至善至美的人生啊，就是晓得敬畏神啊，在神的恩典当中啊，来过喜乐美好的生活。
Therefore, a life that is beautiful and is satisfying and meaningful is a life where a personfears God and keeps his commandments and do everything that is good in the eyes of God.
你在追求什么物质上的东西啊，今生的一切，但是你如果没有神的话，你的人生就是等于零，没有意义。
Therefore, Solomon says that you can pursue many things in this world, many material things in this world, but if you do not have God, then your life is meaningless.
啊，但是我们如果有神跟我们同在啊，我们的人生才有价值。
But if God is with you, then your life will be valuable.
啊，在神安排我们的人生当中，做我们该做的事，啊，享受神所赐给我们的福分。
Then in the life that God has arranged for you, in your allotted time, you can do what you should do and be blessed by God as a result.
啊，所以说，我们可以追求人生的一些啊福气呀，但是不要忘记了。我们将来每个人都要面对神。
So we can pursue after all, different kinds of blessings in this world, but do not forget in the future we will all have to face God.
啊，这是传道书最后的结论。
This is the conclusion of the book of Ecclesiastes.
日光之下是虚空的。
That under the sun all is vanity.
啊，但是我们要超越虚空啊，就是要从灵界里面呢、啊，从日光之上去寻找。
But we must go beyond this vanity.And in the spiritual realm, we can find that light.
啊，你认识了真神啊，啊，晓得人生的结局啊，你的人生就不虚空了。
Once you have come to know the true God and you know the conclusion of man, then your life will no longer be empty.
说我们人生最重要的事情就是要敬畏神，守神的诫命。
Therefore, the most important things for our life are to fear God and to keep His commandments.
啊，这是人生当尽的本分。
For this is man's all.
啊，人所行的无论善恶啊，将来都要面对神。
Because in everything that a person does, whether good or bad, in the future he will have to face God.
啊，因为神是公义的审判者。
Because God is a righteous, a just judge.
啊，凡立住恒心行善的人呐、啊。啊，神就用永生的福气报应他。
All those who are determined to do good, God will repay them, with good.
啊，行恶的人最后的结局啊，就永远沉沦受苦。
But those who are determined to do evil, their end will be eternal, condemnation.
啊，所以这是我们要了解的人生当尽的本分。
Therefore, this is what we need to understand our lot in life.
那我们知道这个世界将来有一个结束的一天。
We also know that this world that we live in will also have an end date.
那日子那时辰没有人知道。
And that date, that time, no one knows.
啊，但是有很多的预兆。
But there are many things that will happen prior to it.
啊，我们看到这些预兆啊，一样一样显现出来。
And we have seen one after one of these things happening.
我们就知道主耶稣再来的日子很近了。
So we know.The time of the Lord is at hand.
啊，当然有一些啊，我没有提到哈。那我只归纳四点呢。
Of course, there are also some that I have not discussed. I have only mentioned those.
比如说，圣经里面讲那个以色列的复国啊，啊，这也是世界末日的一个征兆。
For example, the Bible also tells us that the revival of the nation of Israel.Is also a sign of the end times.
亡国两千年的国家，在一九四八年又复国。
Their nation was destroyed for 2,000 years, but in 1948, the nation of Israel was revived.
这让我们知道说，世界已经进到最后的一个阶段。
And this is a sign to us, telling us that the world has come to its last stage.
今天早上我谈三点哈。
This morning I mentioned three points.
罪恶滔天，世界动乱。
that sin is abundant in this world, and the world is turbulent and unrest.
灾难不断,
and disasters are continued and more severed.
我们看到最近的那个灾难真的很多,
we see many disasters in recent times.
一个灾难啊, 有时候几十万人啊, 啊, 生命就丧失掉。
Sometimes in one disaster, hundreds of thousands of people die.
来了那个海啸, 祖拉米啊, 大概死掉30万人。
Like, for example, the tsunami killed about 300,000 people.
缅甸啊, 一个热带气旋造成的一个水灾。
In Yemen, there was a flood.
十几万人就过去了。
And more than 100,000 people died.
多明尼加, 哎, 不是, 多明尼加隔壁, 海地啊, 海地。
In Haiti,
一个地震啊, 大概死掉30万人。
In one earthquake, about 300,000 people died.
这个地震啊, 现在很多啊, 很频繁。
There are truly many earthquakes these days.
以前住在加州啊, 加州整个加州都是在地震带。
I used to live in California, and the entire state of California is on a fault line.
当然以前曾经发生过好几次地震呢。
And in the past, there have already been many earthquakes there.
有人预言说不久还会再发生。
Some people predict that another one will come soon.
这都是让我们呢, 一种警惕。
These are all warnings to us.
另外一个就是假道圣贤。
The other sign is false teachings and false religions.
圣经说魔鬼知道自己的时候不多。
The Bible tells us that Satan knows that his time is limited.
所以魔鬼会借着虚假的宗教啊, 还有邪灵的迷惑。
So it will use false religions and also evil spirit to deceive.
借着偶像的崇拜, 还有各样的邪术啊, 来迷惑数人。
Through idol worshiping and all kinds of wicked things, it will deceive people.
现代人啊, 因为对这个宗教啊, 不认识。
People these days, because they do not know religion well.
所以很多人啊, 对那个东方神秘的宗教, 还有一些灵异的现象, 很有兴趣。
So many people are very interested in some mysterious Eastern idols or some forms of
像美国也有那个大学在开课啊, 在上那个什么轮回的轮回啊, 就是前世, 以前的说什么人是他以前的祖先啊, 或者是说他将来怎么转世投胎的那一些啦。
So even there are even universities in the U.S. who study some Eastern form of sorcery.
大学里面有正式的这样的课程呢。
There are actual official classes in universities.
那我们知道那个都是错误的, 邪灵的一种工作。
But we know that those things are wrong and they're the work of the evil spirit.
人啊, 活在世界上啊, 你出生啊, 到死就是一次了。
As a human being, we live in this world, we are born and we die, and we only have that one chance.
不可能够在死掉以后还要转世投胎, 那个都不对的观念。
It is impossible for one to die and then to be reborn as something else.
当然另外还有假的基督、假的先知出现。
Of course, there are also false Christs and false prophets.
我们看马太福音24章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
第四节。
Verse 4.
马太福音24章第四节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 4.
耶稣回答说, 你们要谨慎, 免得有人迷惑你们, 第五节,
Verse 5.
因为将来有好些人冒我的名来, 说我是基督, 并且要迷惑许多人。 看23节,
Verse
23. 23节,
Verse 23.
那时若有人对你们说, 基督在这里, 或说基督在那里, 你们不要信第二十四节
24.
因为假基督假先知将要起来显大神迹大骑士倘若能行连选民也就迷惑了25节
25节 Verse 25
看啊我预先告诉你们了26节
Verse 26
若有人对你们说看啊基督在旷野里你们不要出去或说看啊基督在内屋中你们也不要信主耶稣说、啊、在末日之前、啊、有假基督假先知来迷惑人
Jesus says that before the last day there will be false prophets and false Christs who will come and deceive people
因为这个教会就是基督的身体
Because the church is the body of Christ
所以假的基督、啊、就是、啊、不是从神兴起的教会
So false Christ then refer toThose churches that are not from God.
名义上在传福音啊，但是他的道理啊，啊不是圣经里面的道理。
Superficially, they will seem like they are preaching the gospel, but their gospel will not be from the Bible.
所以这个叫做假的基督。
Therefore, they are called false Christs.
啊，假的先知。
As for false prophets,
先知是替神啊传达信息的。
The role of the prophet is to be a messenger for God.
所以古时候就有真的先知，也有假的先知。
That's why in ancient times there were true prophets and false prophets.
真正的先知是神把信息传给他们，啊，他们就领受了以后就向百姓传达。
The true prophets would take the message from God, and after receiving the message, they would proclaim it to the people.
好像撒母耳。
For example, Samuel.
说神把话语传给他。啊、那像众人讲了以后啊，啊那所讲的话都没有落空。
Of all the words that, all the messages that God gave to him, and he proclaimed it to the people, none of those messages fell short.
啊、所以众人呐、啊、就知道神立撒母耳这先知了。
And therefore the people knew that God had made Samuel a prophet.
啊、但是同时间呐、啊、也有假的先知啊，啊那个不是从神来的灵啊。感动他们的。
But at the same time, there are also false prophets, and they are not moved by the Spirit of God.
但是他们也会讲预言。
They also prophesy.
啊，但是这些预言呐、啊，都是似是而非的。
But some of their prophecies come true, some don't.
有少部分呐、啊，可能会应验，但是、啊、大部分都不会实现的。
A small fraction of their prophecies come true, but the majority of their prophecies do not.
因为不是从神那里来的。
Because they do not come from God.
说这个假基督啊，假先知会兴起来。
So here it says that false Christ and false prophets will rise.
他说他们也有一定的能力啊，会行大神迹、大奇事。
They also have some form of power, therefore they will show great signs and wonders.
他说因为他们有一些能力啊，所以有时候连选民都受迷惑了。
And because they have some power, even some of the elect sometimes will be deceived.
所以我们不能够看到有神迹啊，有超自然的能力，你就相信。
Therefore, we cannot believe simply by seeing miracles or wonders or supernatural things.
我们要慎思明辨。
We need to know what is right and wrong.
啊，用圣经里面来对照，这个是不是出于圣灵
？To compare and contrast using the Bible to see whether or not it comes from the Holy Spirit.
啊，是不是从神来的
？Whether it is from God or not.
啊，如果从神来的啊，应该跟圣经里面的记载啊。啊，圣灵的工作是一致的。
If it is from God, then it will be in the same form as what is described in the Bible.
假如说有时候显出很大的能力啊，但是跟圣经的记载却不一样啊，那我们就要保留啊，不能够接受。
But if great wonders are shown, but it does not agree with what is written in the Bible, then we have to be careful and not accept it.
所以耶稣说啊，有人说啊，耶基督来了，在旷野，在内室里面。
So Jesus says that if someone says to you, "Look, here is Christ," or "There."
好，我们不要轻易的动心啊，啊，不要相信。
We should not believe it.
哦，因为有些假基督、假先知啊，他们把福音改变了啊，但是他们是来迷惑人的。
Because there will be false Christs and false prophets who change the teachings of the Bible to deceive people.
所以我们知道这个末日将要临近了、啊。
Since we know that the end day is coming.
在末世之前呢，神一定会为人类预备一个得救的方法。
So we know that before the end time comes, God will surely provide a way to salvation.
啊，正像挪亚的时代，神要他们预备方舟一样。
Just like how in the time of Noah, God instructed him to prepare the ark.
他说，我们现在的时代最要紧的，你要去寻找。哪里是末世得救的方舟？
So in our generation, the most important thing for us to do is to look for this ark of salvation.
到底神为我们人类预备的得救的门路在哪里？
To see where the door is, the door of salvation for mankind.
这是每一个人都要注意的。
And this is something that all of us as human beings must care for.
因为到时候整个天地毁掉了。只有你找到这个得救的道路的才有永生的福气。
Because on that day when the heavens and the earth are both destroyed, only the ones who have found this right door will be saved.
我们看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
第七节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7.
希伯来书十一章第七节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7.
十一章第七节。
Hebrews 11:7.
说挪亚因着信。既蒙神主示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。主耶稣讲到说，挪亚的世代怎样，人主降临的世代也怎样。
Jesus says that as the people were in the time of Noah, so people will be in a time when the Son of Man comes.
挪亚的世代人照样吃喝嫁娶。
In the time of Noah, people were still marrying and drinking and eating.
突然间洪水来把当代人灭掉了。
And then suddenly the flood came and destroyed the people at the time.
那说挪亚因着信所以神就指示他一个还没有看过的事情。
But here it says that because Noah had faith, therefore God warned him of the things that had not yet happened.
因为当时遍地都是晴空万里怎么可能有洪水毁灭世界的事呢？
Because at that time, no one could be able to tell that there would be a great flood that would destroy the world.
但是挪亚因为有信心敬畏神，所以神特别指示他将来要发生的事情。
But because Noah had faith in God and he revered God, therefore God told him of what were the things that were coming.
所以他对神的指示也存着敬畏的态度。
He was also, he also feared the things that God had warned him of.
按照神的指示，在艰难当中把方舟建起来。
And prepared the ark. During this difficult time, under the instruction of God.
这个方舟让他们全家得救。
And as a result, the ark allowed his entire family to be saved.
所以方舟是当时世界要毁灭之前人类逃生的道路。
So the ark was at the time the way by which humans could be saved.
因为这是按照神的指示来建造的。
Because it was built according to the instructions of God.
它的形式啦，样子啦，尺寸、大小、材料。
Its dimensions, its materials, and its form were all according to the instructions of God.
说神怎么吩咐挪亚就怎么做。
The Bible said that however God had instructed him, Noah did accordingly.
所以所有的船最后都被淹掉了，唯有这个神主事的方舟存得住。
Although all the other boats were destroyed, yet this one was preserved.
我们看彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
二十节。
Verse 20.
彼得前书三章二十节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 20.
就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟，神容忍等待的时候不信从的人，当时进入方舟借着水得救的不多，只有八个人。二十一节。
Verse 21。
这个水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活也拯救我们。这个洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽。 主求在神面前有无愧的良心。这里讲到说挪亚的世代啊，神借着圣灵啊，在那边传道工作。
Here it says that in the time of Noah, through the Holy Spirit, God worked.
但是当时的人啊，不信从啊，后来啊，都到地狱里面呢、啊，受刑罚。
But because the people there were disobedient, therefore they were all sent to hell to be.
但是唯有信从的人呐、啊。啊、能够进到方舟得救的才只有八个人。
But only eight people believed and were able to enter the ark and be saved.
所以挪亚当时代的救恩、啊、也就是我们今天、啊、所要领受的救恩是一样的。
So the salvation in the time of Noah is the same salvation that we must have today.、
啊、所以神在末世、啊、兴起真教会。
That is why in the end times, God has risen for himself the true church.
传扬全备得救的福音。
To preach the complete gospel of the Bible.
因为这是神亲自借着圣灵来建设的。
Because this church has been established by God himself through the Holy Spirit.
而且有神的能力作为同在。
And the power, the works of God,are abiding with the church.
所以我们接下来就来谈、啊、这个末世神所为人类预备的救恩。
Next, we will talk about the salvation that God has prepared for mankind in the last days.
我们看阿摩书书第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Amos, chapter 9.
就会圣经、哦、阿摩书书第九章。
Amos, chapter 9.
十一节。
Verse 11.
阿摩书书九章十一节。
Amos chapter 9 verse 11。
九章十一节。
Amos 9:11。
到那日，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕，堵住其中的破口，把那破坏的建立起来，重新修造，像古时一样。那这里讲到这个圣殿的重建。
Here it talks about the rebuilding of the temple.
大卫的帐幕啊，就是主的所罗门所造的殿。
The tabernacle of David refers to the temple that Solomon built.
因为大卫有心要为神建殿。
Because David had the heart to build the temple for God.
神没有允许，但是他预备了很多材料。
So although God did not allow him to build it, yet David prepared all the materials.
神就把那个建殿的形式啊，用手画给他看。
God even wrote down the blueprint of the temple for David.
所以要在他的儿子所罗门的时候啊，把圣殿盖起来。
And told David that in the time of his son Solomon, the temple will be built.
但是后来犹太人呢、啊，因为犯罪了。
But later on, because the Jews sinned,
所以他们国家亡掉，圣殿被毁。
So their nation was destroyed, and the temple was destroyed.
百姓被掳到巴比伦去。
The people were taken captive to Babylon.
所有圣殿里面的器皿啊，通通被掳到巴比伦。
And all the vessels in the temple of God were taken into the land of Babylon.
神应许说啊，他们被掳的时间是七十年。
But God had already said that the time of their captivity will be 70 years.
神要让他们回去重建圣殿。
And after that time, God will permit them to go back to rebuild the temple.
所以七十年以后。
So 70 years later.
巴比伦王呢？马代波斯国啊，兴起来。
After the kingdom of Babylon was also eliminated, and the kingdom of Persia and Medes was risen.
古列王啊，就按照圣经的预言说，神把天下赐给我。
King Cyrus did according said that God has given him everything under heaven.
还要我帮助以色列百姓啊，把圣殿重建起来。
So that I can help the people of Israel to rebuild the temple.
所以他就下令啊，以色列人啊，他们要回到圣殿，回到以色列啊，来重建圣殿。
So he gave the command for the Israelites to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
后来又借着波斯王啊来帮助他们，他们把圣殿啊重建起来。
And later, through the help of the king of Persia, they were able to rebuild the temple.
所以这是一个预言。
So this is a prophecy.
说大卫倒塌的帐幕要重新建造起来。
Saying that the tabernacle of David which had fallen will be repaired.
还有说后来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
And it says that its glory will be greater than the glory in the past.
所罗门的圣殿啊，后来能够得到重建。
The temple of Solomon later was restored.
啊，但是这个圣经啊，也是预表神的教会的重建。
But the Bible is in fact also prophesying the establishment of the church.
因为教会就是神的殿。
Because the church is the temple of God.
是圣灵的居所。
It is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣殿就是人跟神相会的地方。
Because the temple is where God and men meet.
让人啊得救回到天国的一条道路。
And it is a path by which a person can return to the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣升天以后啊，后来把教会建设起来。
After Jesus had ascended to heaven, the church was established.
把救恩啊传到各地方去。
And salvation was preached to the ends of the world.
那使徒的后期啊，道理就变质了。
But towards the latter times of the apostles, their
所以圣灵收回。
Their teachings and gospel started to deviate. Therefore, the Holy Spirit.
所以虽然有教会的名称，但是已经啊沦落变成世界上的团体。
So the Holy Spirit departed from them. So although they still had the name, the church, they had become secularized.
因为没有神的灵，没有真道在里面。
Because they did not have the Spirit of God, they did not have the truth.
所以按照应许啊，主耶稣再临之前啊，神的教会要重建起来。
So according to the promise of God, before the second coming of Christ,The church will be restored again.
这个重建的圣殿啊，要建造在原来的根基上面。
And this tabernacle, this temple, will be rebuilt on its original foundations.
啊，这个教会的根基啊，就是使徒跟先知做根基。
And the church of the foundation of the church, are the apostles and the saints.
因为他们是领受啊主耶稣的教训啊，来建设教会的基础。
Because they have received teachings from Jesus to establish the foundations of the church.
所以末世真教会的重建呢、啊，也是一样，要恢复使徒时代的信仰。
So the reappearing of the church in the latter times is also to revive the faith that was in the time of the apostles.
啊，在末世传扬全被得救的福音。
So that at the end times.The church can preach the complete true gospel of God.
这是要在末世重建大卫倒塌的帐幕。
This is what is meant by the restoring of the tabernacle of David at the end times.
所以马太福音里面说啊，
That's why the book of Matthew says.
主耶稣讲比喻说啊，他出去撒种。
When Jesus talked about the parable of the sower.
啊，这个是天国的种子。
And the seed are the seed of heaven.
啊，是得救的福音。
They are the gospel of salvation.
啊，所撒的原来是好种子。
So the seed itself was good.
啊，但是当人在沉睡的时候，恶者就把败子撒在里面。人在睡觉的时候。
While he was sleeping, the evil one sows. The wheat in the field.
好，啊，后来说要让它一起长，到收割的时候啊，才把败子烧掉。
But it says that he will allow them to grow until the end. During harvest, when he was burnt the wheat.
后来这个小种子就长成大树。
And later on, the small seed grew to be a great tree.
但是很可惜，有飞鸟啊，恶者住在里面。
But unfortunately, the evil one, the birds dwell in it.
啊，又说啊，那个好像面笑一样，全团发起来。
It also talks about how it will how the bread with leaven will grow to be very big.
这让我们知道说，这个教会已经啊。失掉了纯正的真理。
It tells us that the church has lost its truth.
因为耶稣一直讲说，你们要防备笑啊，就是错误的教训、错误的道理。
Because Jesus continues to mention saying that you should stay away from the leaven, which is sin, and it is wrong.
那我们知道说使徒教会到末期的时候，这个真理就变质了。
And this causes us to realize that the apostolic church, towards the end, their truth will be deviated.
啊，然后接下来的就到末后啊，珍珠宝贝会出现。
And then at the end, there will also be a hidden, will be a pearl.
啊，人发现以后啊，变卖所有，为着要得到珍珠宝贝。
And then when a person finds this treasure or pearl, he will sell everything so that he can buy it.
啊，这个珍珠宝贝啊，就是圣灵跟真理。
And this hidden treasure and the pearl refer to the Holy Spirit and the truth.
啊，在末世啊，要重新啊显现出来。
That end times it will be revealed again.
啊，然后这个就是真教会的重建。
And this will be the establishment of the true church.
啊，然后啊，做他的任务就是把王啊撒在海面上。
And the role of the person will be to cast a net.
把神的子民啊聚集过来。
To gather all of the people that belong to God.
啊，最后的世界审末了啊，就审判，好的收进天仓啊，不好的烧掉。
And at the end, there will be a judgment so that all the good ones will be kept, but all the bad ones will be cast into the furnace of fire.
所以在圣经里面呢，有关这个真教会里面的复兴的预言啊，相当多。
That is why in the Bible there are many prophecies concerning the establishment, the revival of the true church.
我们再看马拉基书，就旧约圣经最后，马拉基书第四章，
the book of Malachi chapter 4,
第五节，
verse 5，
马拉基书四章第五节，
Malachi chapter 4, verse 5，
四章五节，
Malachi 4, 5。
看啊，主大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。第六节，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。这是旧约圣经的最后一段。
These are the last verses in the Old Testament.
啊，但是这里是应预言啊。 主耶稣在末日以前，末日要来之前呢，啊，会发生的事情。
But here it actually prophesizes concerning what happens before the second coming of Christ.
他要差遣呢，先知以利亚啊，到世上来。
It says that he will send Elijah the prophet.
啊，要让父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
So that the hearts of the fathers will be turned to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers.
主耶稣再来的时候啊，遍地受咒诅。
Lest when Jesus comes again, the earth will be struck and cursed.
那到底这个以利亚是谁呢？
So who is this Elijah?
啊，这是列王时代啊，亚哈王的时代的一个大先知以利亚。
Elijah was a great prophet during the time of King Ahab.
因为亚哈王王后啊，带着百姓啊去拜偶像。
Because King Ahab and his queen led the people astray to worship idols.
所以在王宫到处啊都是偶像庙。
So in the palace everywhere there were idols.
啊，神的先知啊，不是被杀害就是躲起来。
So and the prophets of God were either killed or they were hidden.
所以神就不祝福他们啊，三年六个月没有下雨。
So God did not bless them, and for 3.5 years it did not rain.
啊，后来以利亚啊就跟这个啊拜假神的假先知啊跟他斗法。And
later on, Elijah went and opposed the false prophets that worship idols.
啊，他们到加密山上去。They
went to Mount Carmel.
啊，借着说啊把那个牛犊杀掉，在那里献祭。
And they killed an ox and offered it there.
啊，不可以点火。
But they could not light a fire.
个人求自己的神。
Each one pleaded with his own God.
啊，如果能够降火下来把祭物烧掉的，那就是应当拜的神。
And they said that the one who is able to ask the God to come and burn up the offering with fire, that is the true God.
结果那些啊拜偶像的假先知啊，在那边又唱又跳，又拿刀啊割自己。
So those false prophets who worship idols, they sang and they danced and they prayed, and they even hurt themselves.
但是什么作用都没有。
But no matter what they did, nothing happened.
但是以利亚把那个祭坛筑好。
But Elijah put together the altar.
把祭物放在上面。
He placed the offering on it.
叫人倒水一遍两遍，全部都湿掉了。
And he asked people to pour water on it so that it was completely wet.
然后他向神祷告。
And then he prayed to God.
说神啊，为着让众人知道你就是独一的神。
Saying to God, O Lord, hear me that the people may know that you are the Lord God.
所以求你能够垂听仆人的祷告。
That you hear me.
这个以利亚一祷告，天上就降火下来，把所有的祭物啊，就烧掉。
Then as soon as Elijah prayed, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt sacrifice.
那个水通通烧干了，那些石头都烧成灰。
And all the water was evaporated and the stones turned to dust.
以色列人啊，看到这样的情形啊，他们就伏在地上说：“这位才是我们应当敬拜的神。”
When the Israelites saw this, they fell on their faces and said, "This is the Lord God whom we should worship."
所以以利亚就是神的真的先知。
So Elijah is the true prophet of God.
就是带领以色列百姓回头归向神。
He is the one who leads the people of Israel to return to worship God.
借着圣灵的能力啊，让他们看到神的作为。
Through the works of the Holy Spirit, they can see the work of God.
当他们归回来以后啊，神就把雨水啊浇灌在地面上，让他们的苦难啊。 消除啊，又重新啊，带给他们丰收。Once
they returned to God, God gave them rain again so that their suffering had stopped and they were able to harvest.
说是在末日啊，主耶稣再临之前啊，以利亚又要来到世界上。The
Bible says that before the second coming of Christ, Elijah the prophet will come again.
说他的任务是要父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
And his role will be to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers.
我们都是天父的儿女。
We are all children of the Father in heaven.
因为我们人都是神所造的。
Because we as human beings have all been created by God.
人称为神的儿子。
We are called children of God.
当然人离开了神。
But because human beings departed from God,
所以不晓得敬拜这位神,
so they did not know to worship God.
不晓得回天家的道路,
they did not know the path to return to the kingdom of heaven.
这个以利亚就是主示我们到底哪一位才是真神。
And this Elijah is there to point out to us who is the true God.
所以真教会就是末世的以利亚。
That is why the true church is the Elijah of the end times.
因为是借着圣灵来建设的。
Because the true church has been established by the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够真正认识天上的神，带领我们能够归回天家的道路。
To allow us to know the true God, to guide us on the path to the kingdom of heaven.
所以让我们能够回到天路，让天路的恩典又重新临到我们身上。
So that we can once again return to the Father and the grace of the Father and His blessings once again come upon us.
当主耶稣再临的时候，我们不但不会受咒诅，我们还能够承受永远的福分。
So that when Jesus Christ comes again, not only will we not be cursed, but we will be able to be blessed by eternal life.
所以以利亚是求雨的先知，求雨呀。
So Elijah was the prophet who asked for rain.
让3年6个月没有降的雨重新降在地面上。
And so although for 3.5 years, no rain came upon the ground.
真教会也是一样啊，让那个将近2000年没有降的。 圣灵啊，重新降在地面上。
And the true church is the same, that although for 2,000 years the Holy Spirit did not descend onto this world.
所以圣经里面说，现在是春雨降临的时候。
But it came down with the rising of the true church.
我们来到圣城耶路撒冷。
Therefore, the Bible says that now is the latter rain.
你在这里敬拜大君王。
We have come to Jerusalem to worship the great king.
就有雨水啊，能够滋润在你的地上。
And the Bible says that if we do that, then rainwater will come
upon us. 所以你来到真教会啊，你就能够领受圣灵的滋润。
So when you come to the true church, you will receive you will be able to partake in the true Holy Spirit.
啊, 说神是使人有盼望的神。
And you will be able to receive the God who gives man hope.
啊, 要将诸般的喜乐平安充满的我们的心。
And all kinds of joy, hope, and peace will come into our heart.
啊, 这则圣灵啊, 带给我们活泼的盼望。
Through the Holy Spirit, we can have an active hope in God.
因为圣灵就是神的灵, 神住在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, and He dwells in us.
圣灵要引导我们, 教导我们。
He will lead us and guide us.
啊, 要安慰我们。
He comforts us.
啊, 要做我们将来得救的凭据。
And He will be the guarantee of our inheritance in the future.
所以真教会就是这个末世的以利亚。
Therefore, the true church is this Elijah of the end times.
我们看但以理书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 2.
但以理书第二章。
Daniel, chapter 2.
44节。
Verse 44.
但以理书二章四十四节。
Daniel, chapter 2, verse 44.
二章四十四节。
Daniel 2, 44.
当那列王在位的时候, 天上的神必另立一个国家，永不败坏，也不归别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一切的国。啊，这个国啊，必存到永远。但你为尼布甲尼撒王解梦。
Daniel explained the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar.
因为他看到了一个大金像,
because the king saw a great image.
啊, 说那个金像到脚趾头的时候,
and the feet of this great image.
啊, 有一个大石头啊, 掉下来, 把这个金像整个砸碎掉了。
When the king saw the feet of the great image, a great stone came down and destroyed its feet.
所以那个地上的那个国度啊, 都被粉碎掉, 好像糠比消失掉。
So that the kingdoms of this world were all destroyed.
啊, 那就是说那个大石头啊, 要变成一座大山, 充满天下。
But this stone will become a great mountain and fill the whole earth.
但你就说啊, 将来这个世界整个 属物主的国度，地面上的国度啊， 全部会消失掉。
So Daniel says that all the kingdoms and nations of this world will perish in the future.
但是在这个列国还在的时候， 神会设立一个国度。
But while the kingdom remains, God will establish a kingdom.
这个国度是永不败坏， 要存到永远的。
And this kingdom established by God will be everlasting and stay forever.
啊, 所以我们现在都要找这个国度到底是哪一个国度。
So we need to search for this kingdom and see
啊, 怎么样才能够存到永远。
To be able to see how we can attain eternity.
我们看希伯来书的12章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书12章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
22节。
Verse 22.
希伯来书十二章二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 22.
十二章二十二节。
Hebrews 12:22.
说你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使。二十三节。
Verse 23.
有名住在天上诸长主之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神，按被成全之的一人的灵魂。 24节。 就当感恩啊，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心啊，啊来侍奉神。这里讲到说，神要震动万国啊，啊这个万国啊，所有的国度啊，都震动啊，就消失掉了。Here
it says that God will shake the whole earth so that all of the nations will disappear.
啊，那是有一个国度是永远不被震动的，永远长存的国度。
But there is one nation, one kingdom which cannot be shaken, and it will remain forever.
说这是锡安山永生神的城。
And it says that this is Zion, the Mount Zion, the eternal city of the living God.
又称为天上的圣城新耶路撒冷。
And it is also referred to as the New Jerusalem, the city of heaven.
所以这个永远不震动的国啊，就是主的神的教会。
So this immovable kingdom refers to the church of God.
这个教会里面呢、啊，有神，他是审判众人的神。
And in this church, there is God. He is the judge of all.
有新约的中保耶稣基督。
And Jesus, the mediator, is also there.
还有他救赎的宝血。
His blood, the blood of salvation, is also there.
所以真教会里面的这个洗礼啊，真的能够赦罪啊，因为这是耶稣的宝血。
So the baptism in the true church, truly can wash away sins because it is the blood of Christ.
所以有神跟我们同在。有主耶稣的宝血。
So since we have the abidance of God with us, and we have the precious blood,
真教会里面有千千万万的天使。
The true church also has thousands of angels.
他说所有啊，在天上有名字的所有长子啊，都聚集在这个会所里面。
It says that all those who have a name in heaven, the firstborn have a place in this kingdom.
所以这个叫做永远不震动的国。
That is why it is called the eternal kingdom, which cannot be shaken.
所以在启示录里面呢、啊，就在介绍这个国度。
The book of Revelations introduces this kingdom.
说入住之地的天使拿着印啊来盖他的仆人。
It says that the angel takes the seal to seal the servants of God.
这些被盖印的人呢、啊，就是属圣徒的国度的人。
And those who have been sealed by the angel belong to the kingdom.
盖印的人呢、啊，有十四万四千人。
And those who have been sealed are
144,000. 都是站在一起的。
144,000, and they praise God standing together.
羔羊无论到哪里去，他们都跟随到底。
They follow the lamb wherever it goes.
说他们嘴巴查不出有什么谎言。
It says that there is no false words in their mouth.
他们都守神的诫命的。
Because they keep the words of God.
又说、啊、这是装饰整齐的羔羊心腹。
It also says that they are the bride of the lamb.
又是啊，荣耀圣城。
They are also the glorious city of God.
是一匹啊征战得胜的白马。
It is also a white horse which is victorious.
我们最后看启示录十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 19.
启示录十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
我们看十九章第一节。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 1.
十九章一节。
Revelation 19, 1.
从后我听见好像群众在天上大声说哈利路亚、啊、救恩荣耀全能都属乎我们的神。跳过来看第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
有声音从宝座出来说、啊、神的众仆人啊，凡敬畏神的无论大小都要这样赞美我们的神。第六节。
Verse 6.
我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大理的声音说哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能主做王了。这里讲到这个神的教会啊，就是教会说是宝座啊，宝座是神的圣所。
Here it talks about the true church, says that it is the throne of God, and it is the true church.
在里面的人啊，无论大小都哈利路亚赞美神。
And the people who are there, no matter.They're old or young, they say, Alleluia, praise the Lord.
赞美的声音说好像群众的声音，好像众水的声音，又好像大理的声音。
It says that their voices were like a great multitude as the sound of many waters and as the sound of many thunderings.
所以这些都是让我们去寻找去认识的。
So these are all things that we can look for to know where this true church is.
接下来说是羔羊要结婚。
Later, it says that the lamb will have marriage.
这个新妇啊，预备整齐了。
And his wife has made herself ready.
所以这个装饰整齐的新妇啊，就是基督的教会。
So this wife, which has made herself ready, is the true church of God.
其实就是箴言第31章那个才德的妇人呢、啊。
And this is referring to the virtuous woman in Proverbs chapter
31.
In verse 11, it talks about the white horse. Because starting in chapter 6, it talks about the appearance of the white horse. And it is the beginning of the latter church of the end times. But at the end here, the white horse appears again. It is the same white horse, but during a different time. Because it has already fought and it has already attained victory. It says that the one who is on the horse is faithful and true. And his eyes were like a flame of fire. On his head were many crowns, and his name shall be.
这是神的教会啊, 有基督啊, 做王。
His name shall be called the Word of God.
十二节说, 天上的众军啊, 骑白马, 又贼又白啊, 跟随他。
So the true church is headed by Jesus Christ himself. And verse 14 says, the armies of heaven will be clothed in white linen and white
and clean.
And this army refers to the true believers who worship according to the
truth.
And the one who rides on this white horse, this Lord, on his thigh is written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
到最后啊, 教会建设完全了，好像荣耀的圣子，又好像羔羊的心腹。
This is what we can see at the end. When the church is complete, it will be like this bride, which is ready, and also like this white horse.
又好像征战得胜的白马。
It is like this white horse, which has attained victory.
我们再看第几好了。马太福音24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
14节。
Verse 14.
马太福音24章14节
Matthew chapter 24 verse 14
24章14节
Matthew 24:14
说这天国的福音啊要传遍天下对万民做见证然后末期才来到
It says
所以我们知道说这个得救全辈的福音啊最后会传遍全天下
It says that the gospel of truth will be preached to all the world at the end
因为这是圣经的应许啊,
because this is the promise of the Bible.
啊, 真教会这个得救的福音啊, 这是末世的方舟。
And the gospel of the true church is the ark of the end time.
感谢主, 我们现在真道啊, 传到60几个国家。
We thank the Lord that the true gospel now has been preached to more than 60
nations.
每一周啊,
都有我们的教会, 啊。
That in every continent, our church exists.
所以我们也越看啊, 这个主再来的日子真的近了, 所以我们也要预备好我们自己。
We can see that the day of the Lord is coming, and as a result, we need to prepare ourselves.
另外有一段啊, 因为时间关系, 我们就没有办法谈,
There's more another section to go through, but because of time, we will not go through it.
我们来唱诗 354首。
Let us sing hymn 354. 354.
见证道。
Paul tells us that we have been chosen by the Lord God, the Lord Jesus, so that we have the opportunity to know the truth.
借着圣灵来帮助我们, 让我们能够达到圣洁。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit, we can attain holiness.
让我们真正有得救的指望。
So that we truly have the hope of salvation.
所以我们要在真道上站立得稳。
And as a result, we need to stand firm in the truth.
对我们所领受的真道啊, 我们都要坚守。
To insist on the truth that we have received.
如果我们能够把信心坚持到底啊, 我们就在基督的荣耀里面有份。
If we can hold on to our faith to the end, then we will have a part in the glory of Christ.
我们的朋友啊, 我们希望你能够继续查考圣经, 能够明白这宝贵的救恩。
To our friends, we hope that you can continue to study the scripture and to know this precious gospel of truth. Because this indeed is the truth of God. Our brothers and sisters must stand firm in the truth.
愿主祝福我们大家。
May God bless all of us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.